The Cardinals looking for their third straight win, taking on the Nationals. Check out this defense in the first. Brian Goodwin leading off the game, facing Mike Leake.
And a high fly ball lifted out to center. Tommy Pham is near the wall. Leaps. He caught it. He's done it again. And what a catch by Tommy Pham in center.
There's a ground ball. It's up the middle for a base hit. One run will score. Here comes Piscotty. He's going to score. It's 2-0 Cardinals. A two RBI single right back up the middle.
And he's done it again. Base hit into center. One run in. Jerko racing to the plate, and he'll score. Molina has driven in four for St. Louis.
So that'll bring in Paul DeJong. Well, there's a high fly ball in left center field. This ball is back. It is back. It is gone. And all of a sudden, there's a party in St. Louis.
Mike Leake going into the eighth inning.
There's one right back to the pitcher. Over second for one. Can they get two? Yes, sir. 1-6-3. Mike Leake can always feel his position.
The Cardinals win their third in a row, taking it 8-1. Mike Leake the victory, allowing just one run in eight innings of work. Yadier Molina, two hits and four RBIs. He extends his hitting streak to 15 games. The Cardinals turn four double plays in the victory. The Cardinals win their third in a row. Manager Mike Matheny spoke after.
I mean, you see, what, four double plays? Is that what it was? Challenge the guys that late movement. Close misses when he did have misses, and you could tell when he needed to make a tough pitch. I thought a real turning point there, a man on third base, and he expanded the zone with good movement on Drew to be able to get that play. Nice play by Garcia and Yadi at the plate. That just kind of showed how much faith he had to put it exactly where he wanted to try and expand it a little. And he got into just a couple messes and made even better pitches, but he threw the slow breaking ball. The cutter slider looked good. Just anytime he wanted to put that fastball, he hit both sides of the plate and even elevated when he wanted to. Yeah, to be able to turn the double play. I mean, that's the other side of it. And guys are making plays, kind of on a more consistent basis, and I think it gives our pitchers the trust to challenge when they get into the hitter's counts. And if they make a pitch in the bottom of the zone, they believe the guys are going to make plays behind them. Some great plays right at the beginning. Yeah, Tommy was, and I told him as he came off the field, that's, we've talked about him setting the tone a couple times, but that's another one. I mean, that's it's a terrific play. And he's just, he's energy. And the way he goes about playing the game is contagious. And just really impressive to watch him continue to take that opportunity and make the most of it. Yeah, I mean, guys taking those good at-bats, right, drawing them out. Even when we were leaving a little money on the table, they were still competitive at-bats where they were dragging them out. We saw very few quick outs. Guys were working the deeper counts and making their starter work real hard. And you could tell that the more that they were seeing, the better that they were feeling in the box. And it felt like it was, like you said, almost just a matter of time before something big happened.
Like a lot of times, a big hit early kind of sets the tone.
Yeah, I think anything. I mean, obviously, we'd rather have that big hit and score some runs, but it's basically doing the same thing by saving them. And the way Tommy made those plays, we watched him in Phoenix do the same thing, and just reckless, go after the ball, great jumps. And I'm watching also kind of the work habits of the other outfielders. I was watching Randall today going full out, tracking down balls in the outfield, Steven doing the same thing, and that's kind of Tommy's routine. I mean, we got to back the pitchers up against the wall because he's going to plow somebody, but he's working on jumps and working on staying on the ball as he's running, and it's that work's paying off.
Mike, did you think about leaving Leake into that ninth?
Yeah, I thought about it, but I don't need to tell anybody that this has been a long run for our club, and we're not getting a rest till All-Star break. We need him to conserve what he can. And I was actually thinking of getting him out one inning earlier and let him go. He was throwing the ball well, but we have some guys that can make pitches in the bin. And it's a big deal for our guys to get the complete game. I think it's a bigger deal, and they understand where we are in this season and what we still have ahead of us. Yeah, it's great to talk about it. And I think we saw a lot of that even in spring training. You watched how there's just an air about a team that sees all those components, sees the defense improving and watches the base running get better. And you see the starting pitching should keep us in every game, and we have a good back end of the pen. And that's something that gives you that extra just a bit of confidence that, you know, everybody's going to bring what they got, and it's going to be good enough. And then you hit some ruts, and doubt creeps into everybody's mind. We fight as much as we can, but then you start seeing, you know, our guys play well against very good teams, and you bring the whole package. And once you see that and you witness it, it sets that template of what it has to be moving forward, and can't settle for anything less. And we have some young players that haven't really experienced a lot of winning at this level, and they need to see what it feels like to get your teeth kicked in a little bit, and then see what it feels like to play crisp. And we've had both.
Paul DeJong hit his sixth home run of the season. He talked on the field after the game.
I took a good swing at the fastball. It was a little early on it, so I tried to stay back a little more. And, you know, I got a slider I can handle, curveball, whatever you want to call it, and put a good swing on it.
Have you found pitchers trying to make adjustments to you as you get more at-bats at the big league level?
Sure. I mean, each pitcher I attack differently, and each pitcher is trying to attack me differently based on their stuff. So, really, it's a cat-and-mouse game with every new guy that comes in, and just trying to build experience and learn from my at-bats so I can be better moving forward.
Mike Leek got four double plays behind him. You were part of three. A lot of ground balls. I guess as an infielder, you got to stay on your toes.
Yeah, we know Mike's going to pitch down the zone. He has a good sinker. He throws off speed well. He gets a lot of ground balls. So when we know he's out there, we're ready to turn some double plays because we know it's coming.
How about the offense? Seems like you guys are on an upward tick.
Yeah, everyone contributed tonight. We all, built on each other. What we saw, you know, at bats before us, getting hits, getting on base. So really just kept the line moving all day, and a few guys knocked in the runs.
Up next, the series against the Nationals continues Saturday with Michael Wacha on the hill.